Presidensyo ni Treasurer Jim Chalmers ang 2026 budget ng Australia na ayon sa kanya ay hard road of reform o mahirap ngunit kinakailangang reforma. Sa inanunsyo na budget, may mga pagbabago sa buwis para sa pabahay at pagtitipid na aabot sa $35 billion mula sa reforma sa lumalaking National Disability Insurance Scheme o NDIS. Ayon sa ulat, nais ng Labor na ipakita ang budget na ito bilang isang planong maingat sa paggastos matapos magbabala ang mga ekonomista at Reserve Bank Governor na si Michelle Bullock na ang labis na paggastos ng gobyerno ay maaaring magpalala ng inflation at magdulot ng panibagong pagtaas ng interest rates. Narito ang iba pang mga detalye. Habang naghahanda si Treasurer Jim Chalmers na ihayag ang kanyang ikalimang budget, sinabi na niya na haharap ang bansa sa mahirap ngunit mahalagang mga reforma.
This budget makes a number of difficult decisions in the near term and in the longer term to get our budget into better nick, to reform our tax system and to deal with some of these issues which have been left unattended for too long.
Ganito rin ang mensahe ni Finance Minister Katie Gallagher sa programang Sunrise ng Channel 7.
You know, people expect governments to make the right decisions for the right time. Governments also have to make sure we're dealing with all of these really difficult issues. We can't put our head in the sand.
Ngayong nailabas na ang budget, malinaw na kung ano ang magiging layunin ng mga reformang ito. Sinabi ng Treasurer sa Parlamento na ang digmaan sa Middle East ay nagtutulak ng pagtaas ng presyo, paghina ng ekonomiya, at dagdag na hirap para sa mga Australiano.
We were already dealing with price pressures in our economy, but Treasury is now forecasting inflation to peak around 5% in the middle of the year because of the conflict. For the same reasons, it's expecting growth to come in half a percentage point lower next financial year to be 1.75% overall.
Anya layunin ng budget na tulungan ang Australia na malampasan ang epekto ng pandaigdigang krisis sa langis habang bumubuo ng ekonomiyang mas kapaki-pakinabang para sa maraming tao.
The core of this budget is an economic strategy with five main parts. Getting through the global oil shock and building resilience. Taking the pressure off people where we can. Making the economy more productive to lift living standards over time. Reforming the tax system for workers, businesses and future generations, including a new tax cut for every working Australian taxpayer.
Yeah.
And making the budget stronger, more sustainable and helping to take the pressure off inflation by saving more than we spend.
Bilang bahagi ng plano para matulungan ang mga Australiano sa epekto ng digmaan, kabilang sa budget ang fuel security package na nauna nang inanunsyo ni Punong Ministro Anthony Albanese.
The Strengthening Australia's Fuel Resilience Package will deliver more fuel for drivers and industry, more fertiliser for farmers, and more fuel security for our economy. Its centrepiece is a $10 billion investment in immediate fuel supplies and a permanent Australian fuel security reserve to get the fuels and fertilizer that we need.
Para sa mga Australiano, mayroon ding dagdag na tax cuts upang makatulong sa tumataas na gastusin sa pamumuhay.
This government cut taxes 2 years ago. We're cutting them again this year and next year too. We will put more money into the pockets of 13.3 million workers with a new $250 working Australians tax offset. Averaged out over the year, our three tax cuts, our instant deduction and the new offset are the equivalent of up to $54 back in the average earner's pocket each week.
At gaya ng naipangako matapos ang ilang linggong espekulasyon, kinumpirma rin ni Treasurer ang mga pagbabago sa tax system na aniyay magpapantay at magpapabuti sa housing system para sa lahat.
House prices have decoupled from incomes. Since 1999, house prices have risen over 400%, more than twice as fast as average incomes. Our tax changes will help about 75,000 Australians achieve the dream of home ownership. We'll limit negative gearing for residential property to new builds from July next year. And we're replacing the 50% capital gains tax discount with inflation-adjusted indexation to restore the taxation of real gains. We'll also introduce a minimum 30% tax rate on capital gains from July next year and on discretionary trusts from July the year after.
May malalaking pondong inilaan din para sa depensa, rail infrastructure at kalusugan.
This budget includes another $25 billion for public hospitals. We're also investing $5.9 billion to list more medicines on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, so Australians continue to access life-changing medicines at cheaper prices.
Ayon sa Treasurer, ang bagong productivity package ay ginawa upang makahikayat ng mas maraming pamumuhunan at mas mapalago ang ekonomiya sa pag-asang tataas ang antas ng pamumuhay at sahod ng mas maraming tao. Bukod dito, karagdagang 4,000 migranteng skilled trade workers ang papayagang makapasok sa workforce bawat taon, habang pinapabilis ng gobyerno ang proseso ng skills assessment at occupational licenses. Gayunpaman, nais ng labor na ipakita ang budget na ito bilang disiplinado sa paggastos matapos ang mga babala mula sa mga ekonomista at Reserve Bank Governor na si Michelle Bullock na sobrang paggastos ay maaaring magpalala ng inflation at magresulta sa dagdag na pagtaas ng interest rates. Sinabi rin ni Treasurer na may kabuuang $63.8 billion na matitipid sa budget at malaking bahagi nito ay magmumula sa mga pagbabago sa paggasto sa National Disability Insurance Scheme.
A big part of our savings package will restore the NDIS to its original intent and secure its future so it grows in a sustainable way in line with programs like Medicare. This difficult but necessary reform will save $37.8 billion over the forward estimates.
Ayon kay Chalmers, ang mga desisyong ginawa sa budget ngayong taon ay kinakailangan.
Faced with a choice between resilience or reform, this budget demonstrates that our government and our country are capable of both. We choose the hard road of reform, not the path of least resistance. By responding to the pressures that Australians confront today and fulfilling our obligations and our responsibilities to the generations to come.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Deborah Grock para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Martin Tuanyo, SBS, Filipino.